Video: Lawsuit filed after janitor allegedly urinated in women's water bottles. By Amy Furr on January 28, 2023. A lawsuit has been filed after a janitor in Houston, Texas, was accused last year of giving a woman a sexually transmitted disease by urinating in her water bottle. According to a Fox 29 article published Thursday, reports say law firm Abraham, Watkins, Nichols, Agosto, Aziz and Stogner partnered with Mo Aziz and attorney Morgan Mills, together with Kimberly Spurlock and Samantha Spencer of Spurlock & Associates, PC, have filed a lawsuit on the behalf of 13 women against companies they say permitted and disregarded the actions of Lucio Cotterino Diaz. Per court records, Diaz is a Mexican national who received a $75,000 bond after being charged with indecent assault and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, a report from October said, adding those charges were related to a single victim. The man reportedly has the herpes simplex 1 virus. Johns Hopkins Medicine explains that herpes infections are common. 50 to 80% of American adults have oral herpes, HSV1, which causes cold sores or fever blisters in or around the mouth. Genital herpes, caused by HSV1 or HSV2, affects 1 out of every 6 people in the U.S. age 14 to 49, the Johns Hopkins site reads. The suspect is accused of tampering with water bottles in an office building. The incidents resulted in more than 13 women at the building contracting incurable STDs. One of the victims claimed she noticed the water bottle she kept on her desk had a strange odor and the contents tasted off. However, it was not until later she realized it was urine. After several others noticed the same thing about their water bottles, one set up a hidden camera at her desk to try and solve the problem. Video reportedly shows Diaz rub his genitalia on the inside and mouth of a water bottle at the desk, making sure he made contact with the water, and moments later going back to work, the Fox report continued. The next day the woman reportedly sent a copy of the video to the building's management company and told them she would be notifying the other tenants in the building. The management company asked the woman not to tell the tenants and told her they would handle the incident and let them know, reports say. However, it was apparently almost a week after receiving the video when the building's tenants were finally told about the situation. He was apparently allowed to return and continue to conduct himself this way, and who knows how many people picked up their water bottles during that 6 days and were affected by his actions, Spurlock noted. Defendants in the lawsuit are the building's owner, its management company, the maintenance company, and the cleaning company the suspect worked for at the time.